bada,
oh, way a da ba da ba ba
da ba
da da ba da da ba da da da
da ba
da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da
da
da
da da da
da da da da da da
da
da
da
da da
da da
da
da da da da da
da
da.
Hey everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we doing today?
I'm fantastical. It's been my like word of the month.
Splendid.
Amazing.
I love it. I love it. Welcome back to the Choir Corner.
We're back.
We are here on April 30th,
2025.
At 12:27
p.m.
p.m.
p.m. Yes. Yes. Always looking for an interesting way to say whatever it is we're saying.
Boom.
We're always
That's
trying.
Plosive. Yeah.
This is episode 14 of season 3.
Yes. The 38th episode.
The 38th episode.
Yes. Remember when we did 30? That was like a
Yeah,
big deal.
We did. Yeah.
That was eight episodes
some,
ago.
We did some 30.
That's crazy.
I can't believe
that's
this.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're just that does not feel like it was that long ago.
Rocketing through it. We're going to do two specials in the summer. One of them will be the 40th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be 40 episodes by the start
podcast
of next year.
Is getting old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Getting old. Hi, Alejandro.
We'll actually be at 41 Hello. Podcasts at the beginning of next year.
Yeah, that's true. We have one more.
We have one more this year, and then we have two special podcasts this summer happening.
Yeah.
So maybe a third. Maybe you and I will just get together and
just talk
have a podcast.
It yeah. Talk it up.
You know, I'm totally opposed to this idea, but, you know, just do a ChatGPT podcast. Write a podcast. Have it
just,
read it in robo
we just
voice.
Read it.
We just
oh,
put
that
it out.
Would be really funny.
What is it? We feed it all of our podcasts,
mm-hmm.
just the yeah. transcripts of it, and
right.
see what it thinks about Alexis's, you know, voice
oh.
and your voice, like the way
wow.
you talk. And that'd be
yeah.
really funny.
That would be funny. We should
an
try
AI
that.
Podcast, yeah.
yeah.
Except I'm anti AI, so I'm. I don't think we should really
anti-AI.
Do that. Yeah, just generally.
It's a 30-minute, like it's cut in half for the sake of, you know, not using AI very much, but it's
oh yeah, that definitely
minutes.
Makes it a lot better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like write a podcast script, even though like the whole point of podcasts is that it's just like
unscripted.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
You know,
right.
Well, business, Megan, where can we find the podcast? No, Megan, tell us about our socials.
Well, you should go follow us on all of the social medias. We have Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok, and you can find us at Fremont HS Choir. So definitely go follow those and be able to stay in touch with us throughout the summer as you are missing your choir.
I know they yearn
friends.
For us.
Yeah, yes. we're pretty cool.
During the summer.
Tears
yes.
being cried.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to stay in touch? Go follow those socials.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of staying in touch, we won't have a lot more podcasts coming out in the summer, but you can listen to old stuff.
We will have podcasts coming out in the summer.
Shoot. Our two
many.
Podcasts coming out.
Many.
It's two, right?
There will be two.
Two podcasts coming out in the summer. The Choir Corner. Listen to those. Listen to all the rest of them before that as well, but only started season 3. Because
right.
that's the best season.
Yeah, this is the interesting one because this is our final podcast with the four of us together.
Oh.
Right? There's one more yet this year, but that will include the new podcast host. So this is our sort of farewell podcast with the two of you, you know, in your soul, you know, alone.
Bye.
Bon voyage, as you say.
Bon voyage.
Bon
yeah.
voyage.
So yeah, we're coming down to the end here. We are. Wrapping up the
Brass
school year
tacks.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quickly. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks as we lead up to graduation. But we are 10 days away, less than 2 weeks from graduation. So
yes.
Two There's... weeks from today, both of you will be high school graduates.
Woohoo!
Shoot.
Put that
diploma.
Under resume.
Yeah. They probably will.
Put
I would
that
assume
on
they would.
Resume.
Yeah.
What? How yeah. many days of school do we have? We have three.
That's right. Five.
Five,
right
five school days. Oh, whoops.
Yep. Shoot, dang it.
Five what? School days.
No. I have so much homework
crazy.
To get caught up on.
Yeah.
Calculus
you
is
probably
hard.
Want to do that.
Yeah. Want to graduate. That's really
yeah, probably want to do that before.
Well, today,
so
also
here we are.
Also joining us on the podcast today is another senior.
Another Ooh. Senior?
I'm going to narrow it down to somebody we haven't used yet. The list Ooh. Is growing thin
mm-hmm.
or small.
Yeah.
Get
Good
thin
thing it's
hope
so. Small.
And stuff. Today, the inimitable Madeline McBratney.
Ah.
Biggest fan.
I'm her.
That's our bit.
Is Alexis your biggest fan?
What makes you think I have an answer?
Oh my God.
Non-committal right off the bat.
Wow.
Wow. I'm a little heartbroken.
Maddie, are you thrilled to be here? I always ask.
The cost is high. Are you willing to sacrifice everything for it?
That doesn't really...
I mean, the cost of being in the eight ball?
She's asking me a question now?
Or... Yeah. Interesting.
What? I mean, can you find any joy in this at all?
The cost is high. Are you willing to sacrifice everything for
that would be what an AI podcast sounded like.
That's just long. Just
be representative of
the cost.
She said it really slowly.
Yeah, she does do a good job of enunciating all these things. Yeah,
yeah.
That's for sure.
So, Maddie, are you excited for summer?
No.
No.
Maybe she really sad to graduate?
No.
Oh. Then I'm confused where your head is at with this, Maddie.
Doesn't want to be anywhere. Another dimension.
The cost is high.
Except for the eight ball.
We're getting mixed messages.
Yeah. She doesn't want to be anywhere except for the eight ball.
So, Maddie, we'll check back in with you guys later. Until then, the bell will ring, and we will find out whether... I can never find this prompt. Where is it? Whether...
You've got mail.
Jackson, Richard, Larson.
Yeah.
Whether or not.
I like that one.
You've got mail.
Do we have mail, comments?
Heck yeah.
Responses, emails?
Emails.
Should I go first?
You should.
Perfect. Okay, yelling. We've got two. We've got one from Michael Nichols as our first one. He said, day of being stuck in this billiard prison sphere. This ball is cramped, and so is the allowance of letters I could put into this box.
Billiard prison sphere?
Yes.
Like, wow.
Like a pool ball, like an eight ball?
Yes. And then he said, please check your email. And then someone put a little emoji. Oh, he put an emoji.
He just reacted
it's like
to himself.
Pouty, it's a pouty face emoji. Yeah.
He's stuck in the thing. Should I have that? Should I follow up with that now?
Go for it.
Or should we make him suffer?
Don't make him suffer. Funny. I feel
it sounds like
now,
he did.
I'm very impressed. I'm sorry you felt that way, but I'm very impressed with your vocabulary. That
billiard
was very...
When I was reading it, I was like, what am I...
Wow. It was impressive.
Interesting.
Really
That's crazy. Load email.
Great. Do you have other comments?
Yeah, I do.
Let's do that. We can come back to that.
All right.
I also have one from Dave S., Davey S., and it says, what is your choir pet peeve? I got one. Talking. I have to take a vow of silence during choir.
Have you ever done that?
A vow of silence? What are you talking about?
Your talking is conspicuous, but your not talking is inconspicuous, so we haven't actually noticed.
Yeah. In the back corner, if I like don't talk, a lot of them go, oh, vow of silence. And then we just don't talk. Yeah. Or we try not to.
Oh, so she notices.
I'm just like listening.
So the idea is we're trying to be quiet here. And if you are just like uncharacteristically quiet.
Then they're like, then oh, maybe we should be quiet.
That is conspicuous. Oh, man.
Interesting.
Either she's having a horrible day or is trying
Right.
I can't really think of anything. The only thing I can think of is, so during ensemble time, we all sit in the, well, not all, but a lot of people sit in the yellow hallway. And it started out a couple of years ago as a very peaceful place. It has grown each year, and it is so loud in that hallway, and I just can't think sometimes it's so loud. So that is my pet peeve. I don't know if that can is
there
considered
are times
one.
That you come in here like, I need a break.
Yes, it's just so loud. And I love them. I love they provide a lot of entertainment. But sometimes I just wish I could turn the volume down on that entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Right. So that's mine.
To choir pet peeve.
Yeah. Do you have choir pet peeves?
Yes.
Would I'm you like to, think to
of
share
something,
one?
I'm trying to think of something that I feel comfortable sharing.
Sure. Yes.
No, come back to
kids.
Me. I'll think about it.
Okay. The list is too long for me to. Right. This is what I do. I mean, the majority of my day is spent thinking about choir. So, I mean, I do this all the time. You guys have heard me talk about sing-alongers. I just don't enjoy that experience, right? I don't love it when in rehearsal, not necessarily rehearsal led by me, but rehearsal that we're in, whatever rehearsal, when we have to repeat ourselves, when we have to go back through things that have already been done, you know, write it down, like whatever, you know, those sorts of things. So, they're probably mostly related to like efficiency and rehearsal, since that's where I spend most of my time I don't know. Did you come up with something?
Yeah, I'm wary. It's about you. Are you okay with this?
Oh, I don't care.
Are you okay with this?
When Harmon opens his mouth.
No, it's that, like, we're trying, it's exactly this thing. We're trying to be so efficient, but you have like half the class of announcements before it. And then we're like, oh, we're in such a hurry. That's my pet peeve. That's
yeah, like, there's a lot of stuff going on.
It's like, and it's like, God, we got to get stuff done, but we got to talk for a long time.
And I work with high school students, and they don't listen. Yeah. So if you don't say it 100 times,
I guess so.
They're not.
I think
hear
they're
it.
Perfect. There's nothing about the high schoolers that annoys me. So
I see.
Oh, is that a joke? I can't.
No, it isn't. It's you guys are just being exactly what we expect you to be. So
yes,
perfect little angels.
I've been described that plenty of times.
So I paused because I was like, I don't know that I should say this.
Yeah, no, you're welcome to say whatever you want.
Oh, okay. All right. I do get to produce this podcast. So
you just cut it out.
I always cut it out.
Yeah.
Beep. Long empty space.
Yeah.
That's right.
He asked Mr. Lockwood, and then there was nothing.
Well, that was a good question. Thank you for setting me up.
Yeah.
David S.
Davey S.
All right. Michael Nichols still screaming in the A ball. podcast comment. Please read after my Spotify comment, all caps.
Okay.
This ball has left me hungry, scared, and cramped, but most of all, it has left me cranky. Comma splice. Your remark about how my persistence to be a co-host being why I'm a loyal fan has left me disheartened. I've started to question whether I should go on as a podcast listener.
Oh, maybe, my God.
Maybe I will start listening to the Choir Director Corner.
That's actually hilarious.
I dare you.
Parentheses. Even if I was a podcast host, I would re-listen to all the re-recordings, or all the recordings. Oftentimes, I re-watch all the videos and pictures in my camera roll to reminisce. And there's no end to this parentheses, so I'm assuming it ends there. Anyways, while I decide to keep listening to the podcast, it does say, I have a comment for you guys. I like how Harmon decided to keep sweet potatoes or yams out of the discussion because they are not potatoes. They're yams.
Yes. The truth is that sweet potatoes and yams are not the same thing. Sweet potatoes and yams are different vegetables.
Well, they are, but are sweet potatoes still in the potato family?
I don't know. I don't know. But a yam may not be a potato, but a sweet potato may be because they're not the same thing. Yams and sweet potatoes aren't the same thing.
Yeah, well, we're talking about two different things. They are not the same thing, but they may both be potatoes.
Right, but they may also one be a potato and one not.
Right.
That's possible. We don't know that. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite way to serve potatoes is anything else, especially with gravy.
Gravy. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to read that sentence again. My favorite way to serve potatoes is anything else, especially gravy. I'm not sure I understand.
Anything besides yams?
Which brings me to my question. It's not a full sentence.
Okay.
That's fine. Do you like gravy? And if you do, what is your favorite kind? Musically, Big Money Mike.
I put that on. Yeah.
Do you like gravy? And if you do, what is your favorite kind? The dark kind? I don't know. Does that have a type?
I think
like
it's
brown gravy.
Yeah. Because then there's turkey gravy.
brown flavored.
Mm-hmm. There's beef gravy and chicken gravy.
Oh, yeah. I can never. I just know them by their colors. I'm not sure.
My grandma used to make
the brown one.
The brown one.
For Thanksgiving and things. She used to make giblet gravy. So it's like the innards of the turkey. You would have like a little thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she loved it. I did not like giblet gravy all that much, but
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, brown gravy is. Mm. A winner.
Maddie, gravy?
The cost is high. Are you willing to sacrifice everything for it?
Gravy?
For gravy?
Is that all you're going to say, Maddie?
I might sacrifice everything.
Is that all you're going to say, Maddie?
The cost is high.
Yes.
Are you willing to sacrifice everything for it?
Really?
Well, my favorite type of gravy, I don't like love gravy, but like, if I'm having mashed potatoes, I'll certainly eat it. But I'm not going to put it on, like, my chicken fried steak and whatnot. Like, don't really love it that much. But I like, is it white gravy?
Mm-hmm.
The stuff with, like, the
turkey
pep? Yeah.
Yeah.
With, like, the black pepper and
colors.
Stuff.
White
gravy. Yeah.
I really like, that is good gravy.
Black gravy.
It's like Kool-Aid. That's what this is reminding me of.
Yeah. Your writing is very impressive to me. Like I already said, I think you should be a writer, Michael.
Yeah. Your words are impressive. Your writing is kind of crappy.
Okay, your words are impressive.
Your words are good, though.
Good job. I've enjoyed listening to
them. I want everybody to go back and re-listen to that statement. Your words are impressive. Your writing's kind of crappy.
Doesn't look very good, but it sounds fine.
That's the best. A gravy on mashed potatoes, delicious. Biscuits and gravy, top notch. The best breakfast food as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
Gravy on chicken fried steak or steak. I'm out. I'm in.
Oh.
100%
in.
Yeah, I love it. So gravy.
Let me put my 2 cents in.
Yes.
At school, I love gravy.
Well, you haven't gravied yet. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And outside of school, I'm not a huge gravy person. Like, my aunt makes such good potatoes. It doesn't need gravy. I'll eat that just by itself. I'll eat a whole plate of it if she'll give it to me. It's great. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Okay, that's it.
Mm. Go gravy.
Gravy.
I'm team gravy.
Go gravy.
Caleb Moore wrote a response to our discussion about the voice of Mickey Mouse. We talked about this in the last
episode. Yes, we did.
In the last episode of the podcast, a challenge was issued, and I have answered the call.
Ooh.
Wayne Allwine was the third official voice of Mickey Mouse, and in 1991, at age 44, he married the sixth voice of Minnie Mouse, age 47. And they were married until 2009 when Wayne passed away.
Oh, rest in peace.
I have also formulated yet another question. As I was listening to the last episode, I noticed something about the title, The Choir Corner. If I am not mistaken, most rooms have four corners. Thus, I was forced to wonder, what are the other three corners? One could interpolate this as, if you were forced to make a podcast not about FHS Choir, what would you talk about? Or, it a great segue to announce a spinoff if one exists, comma splice. Now, this question seems a bit familiar, so if has already been asked, please feel free to ignore it, parentheses, or keep it in and laugh at my poor memory, comma, up to you. Thanks for your time. What are the other three corners? It's the one by the door, the one by the stage, and the one by the front.
Whoa,
stuff.
There's much more.
Those ones are by doors. Actually, yes. This is by a door also, but yeah. I would just say, I don't think they're practical places to have the choir corner. So
yeah,
we need a little bit of room.
Yeah. All four corners have doors in them, and I suppose all of them take you to other spaces, but this door doesn't take you to really an exit space, right? It's still kind of, you know, that's sort of an ancillary part of the choir room, whereas the other doors take you out, you know, tall by stage, outside, that kind of thing.
If you were forced to make a podcast not about FH Choir, what would you talk about? This could be a lightning round. I would love to talk about board games. I think that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Literally anything. It can be about anything.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So there's
just
a lot
you
of
you in your life doing a podcast.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of podcasts where like people like interview celebrities, and I think that would be super fun. Like to just get to talk about celebrities, or not about them, but well, kind of about them.
Talk to them.
Talk to them.
Did
and
you see how bad she is? That's a gossip podcast. Yes.
Just talk about life and whatnot with them.
Yeah.
If I wasn't going to go into computer programming, I was going to be a meteorologist or a news reporter. So, like, I would do
news.
Like pop culture, probably pop culture topics, like things that are going on. Talk about the Pope and his death. Rest in peace. Can't believe JD Vance did that. Oh, wait, just kidding. Okay. Yeah, that's probably what I'd talk about.
I wish I would have known as a high school student that there was an opportunity to spend time talking about sports. I knew that, I mean, people played them and I played them too, but that wasn't going to be an option. But I wish I would have known that people had an opportunity or debt that was a viable career thing.
Yeah.
Like I'd like to be a
like
sportscaster,
a broadcast.
Work for a baseball team and announce games or something like that. So I think I would talk about sports.
Yeah. Would you like to be like a play-by-play or like a react?
Yeah, I mean, both a color commentator or a play-by-play guy would be good. Yeah. I wouldn't mind just being a Sports Center host, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, do highlights. And
how about the
like
pressure
this.
Of being like the person on the radio who has to describe the game?
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Wow, there's
Swagger does that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was like something people did.
That's your real dream.
And I know people did it, but
there's
you could do it in retirement.
Like another life kind of thing. That would have been really great.
Well, in retirement, you'll have another life.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Start a podcast.
Coming soon.
Another one.
That's Harmon's retirement.
<That's right. laughs> Yeah, that'd be something.
Yeah. Maddie, would you do a podcast?
Let me Google that for you.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Do you guys have any other comments? No more comments. Oh my gosh. Well, that means that we should move on to our next fun game, which is
True Facts.
Jeez.
Back again. Actually, it can't be because it's a different number. So
it has to be.
That's strange.
Wait, play it again.
I'm going to just play the end of it.
True Facts.
That's Jack.
I guess
that
it is.
It has to be him.
You're right. It's the same number. I was just looking at the other one. I totally ruined it. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Mr. Lockwood.
He just goes, psych.
Tell us what's true in the world.
I would love to.
We did really well.
Well, about 40 minutes ago, Mr. Harmon asked me if I had a true fact of a follow-up from the question that Caleb answered for us. So I started looking into it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do true facts for the very last time over Disney World.
Nice.
I originally had some facts, but I decided that this would be an interesting one to do. So, Maddie, do you like Disney?
Hold on.
What makes you think I have an answer?
Okay, well, she how is. About the rest of you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm fond of Disney.
Well, perfect. Okay, here's the first true fact for today. Did you know that Disney's Main Street is scented? When you walk into a Disney park, you'll likely find yourself strolling down Main Street, USA. The stretch of the road that sits inside the park's entrance is not only a treat for the eyes, but it's also nice on the nose. That's because Main Street is scented. Using a patented machine called a smellitizer. The scent of vanilla is pumped into the air via vents along the occasional bursts of a popcorn aroma. However, around Christmas, they switch over to seasonably suitable peppermint scent. According to Good Housekeeping, the pleasant smells not only help visitors have a sweet experience, but it also masks the odor of trash and sweat.
Heck yeah.
Practical.
So,
the smellitizer is such a Disney name.
That is absolutely.
That's absolutely what they call it.
Yep, 100%.
The smellitizer 3000.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I was just thinking it's like Burger King. Because you know how every, like, you drive by a Burger King. You don't even have to have your windows are closed. You're not really near it. You drive by and stuff. Every Burger King smells like a Burger King from the outside.
Yeah.
Whether they're cooking anything or not, I swear, they're just pumping out a smell.
Yep.
Like, on purpose. So that you'll be like,
I want
a burger.
I think
those are the worst fries ever.
Yes.
Their burgers are so flat.
Because I have it seared into my like a burger.
Seared?
Into my memory. Because it was a Burger King by the place I used to get my haircut. And it would get into the building and stuff. Yeah. And it was just like you constantly smelled like Burger King. And that.
Yeah. But that's definitely true. Like, I feel like memories are so attached to scents, and it's even a stronger memory if there is a scent attached to it. So, very good branding.
That's why you can't smell your own farts.
What?
Because you're so used to them.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is
other
a very
people
Disney
react
thing.
More to them.
Like
than
they
you.
Are, they think about every
aspect
single
of, it's crazy.
Detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
For our next true fact of the day. It would likely take you an entire life to stay in every Disney World hotel room. Disney is constantly updating its parks hotels, as well as opening additional accommodations, which means that there are plenty of places to stay overnight. In fact, according to Thrillist, it would take 68 years to stay in every hotel room at Disney World. And it turns out that there were supposed to be even more hotels, including one with a Vietnam theme, a South Asian theme, and a Persian theme. Which I have stayed in two or three of the Disney hotels, and they are just as superb as the park itself. Because they think about every detail. Every it's detail. Crazy.
That's a life purpose. It's so I don't know that we need to. Yeah. We can math it out, but I don't know that anyone needs to do that.
Do that. Yeah,
I mean,
what'd you spend your life doing?
Let's say you decided to do that at 15.
Yes.
That's your entire life, yeah.
You're 85, you know, before you're...
By the time you're done.
Yes. Wow. But I was so happy.
Or 90 or something.
Hey, I believe it. You would be happy if you were at Disney World every day.
I don't know. If you were there every day...
It cost a lot.
It would cost a lot.
83.
I don't know. If you were there every day...
It wouldn't have the same effect if you were there every day.
At some point, you'd be like, is this worth this? After 40 years, you might go... Yeah.
40 is a big round number.
Yeah. Yes. Well, if you're doing it at 40 years, you might as well there's only 28 more years left. You know, you might as well just keep doing it at that point.
I guess the thing I wonder if you spend your whole life, how are you getting the money to do that?
Your parents have a huge inheritance. Yes.
Apparently, because if you're spending your whole life and not working a day of your life because you're staying at Disney Hotel.
You have to work there. That's like your room and board.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you make that deal with Disney. Hmm. Just like... I am absolutely a Disney property, right? I will promote Disney in every single way, but you have to let me stay in every room.
For free.
Yeah, the voice of whoever. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. That's right.
You're like, I'm Goofy on the Do you guys see like the Goofy movie 30th anniversary? Mm-mm. It was this last like month or something. So they got the guys together, the voice of Goofy and the voice of Max together, and had them drive around in a car, you know, and just like talk about stuff. And it's I was like, man, I forgot. Like, I mean, I know how sad a Goofy movie is. It's really a sad movie, at least for me.
I've not seen it.
It's extremely sad because like it's the first time that I'd ever seen Goofy like lose his like Goofy self. Uh-huh. Like he like he really gets like hurt, offended by Max, the son, and stuff, because the son doesn't want to spend time with him and stuff.
Aww,
and
Goofy's that is
just
sad.
Goofy's just like a good dad who wants to do everything with like the son, and the son, you know, comes to like, I hate you, dad, kind of moment and stuff, whatever. And that's just breaks Goofy.
Breaks him,
and it's like, that's really sad because like Goofy's not like that.
Yeah.
Aww, that is sad. I've never seen a Goofy movie. Well,
I highly recommend it if you're feeling, you know, sad,
melancholy, right?
Feeling sad, yeah. For our third out of four true facts. Our next one is, did you know that Disney performers are not allowed to reveal who they play? Disney parks are a magical place, especially for children who still believe that the costume-covered individuals who wander around are the real deal. And one of the ways Disney ensures that they don't break the spell is to make sure that the performers who work as beloved fictional characters like Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and Toy Story's Woody don't tell anyone what character they portray. So
yeah, no, they keep a lot of that really under wraps.
Yes,
the employees and stuff.
Yeah, but only the like I know somebody who's like a Tokyo Walt Disney.
Oh yeah,
not Japanese, but like is like a performer, but like a human performer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like that's like you look like you. She's been Belle. She's been Snow White. You know, different things.
That is awesome. Yeah. So not only do I love Disney, but that's why I picked these facts, but also there's so many like rules, which is like so I don't know. That's so interesting to me. Like it takes a lot to make the Disney World parks, wherever they may be run.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. Like there's so many like rules for the actors or whatever. Like it's crazy. Yes. Yeah.
Maddie, have you been to a Disney theme park?
The cost is high.
It is high.
Are you willing to sacrifice everything?
That's actually funny.
100% that's
yeah. Like your entire life staying in the hotel rooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
The cost is high. Like I said, that's why I wanted to do facts about it, because love it. And
should,
also there's a lot
you should
to
go work at Disney.
I know. That actually is one of my like biggest dreams.
Music
and I'm
business.
Not
I yeah. yeah.
Have a high school classmate whose daughter is currently doing an internship
as a
performer
in
Disney.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I just, that's the one thing is I'm like, I don't know how to get hooked up with it because I wonder if it's a very big,
I got you.
Who you know. Okay. No, seriously, that has been my dream since I was little.
That'd be amazing.
Okay.
We'll work on it.
All right.
Work on it.
Let's do it. For guys, real. Keep out a lookout for me, except for I can't tell you if I'm actually a performer because that's one of the rules.
Yes. Wait, don't keep a lookout for Megan.
Talking to Megan in 10 years right now, okay, like when you come back and listen to this podcast where we talk about this thing and you've made it. we're so happy for you.
Aww.
So good job doing the thing.
That's season 3, episode 14.
Hey, future man.
It's the prime one. Yes, 314.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Our fourth and final is, did you know that there are tunnels under the Magic Kingdom?
Surely, yes.
As if the Magic Kingdom wasn't whimsical enough, it turns out that there are tunnels under the beloved building. However, there is not exactly private passages to an enchanted area, but are instead utility corridors where employees work and move behind the scenes. According to the Daily Mail, the tunnels, which were an idea that Walt Disney himself came up with, are packed with offices, cafeterias, and wardrobe departments.
Yeah, Mickey's got to get places quick. So,
It says including an impressive 136 costumes for Mickey alone.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
When yours is all sweaty and gross, you're like, man, I need to sub it out.
Yeah, this is,
let's get a new one.
I don't think it's unique to Magic Kingdom. I think there are
all of
tunnels
the
in many of the parks.
Yeah.
For workers, you know, the people who are playing Disney characters or whatever to get from point A to point B without having to deal with the crowd.
And not letting anyone see them probably.
Right. If I'm Belle and I walk out in public and I've got to go a mile.
Yeah,
it's gonna take a long time to get a mile if I'm walking through the crowd.
People are going to see
everybody's
you.
Gonna stop, take pictures, or whatever. So they have lots of passages.
Have you been to Disney? There's one in Paris, right? Have you been there?
I have not. There is one in Paris. Yes. I haven't been there.
I've been to Disney World in Florida. Mm-hmm. I've never been west of now Four Corners, so I've never been to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Same. I've only been to World. I've been a couple times though.
We want to go to Japan. I want to go to Tokyo Disney.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. Yes, so those are the Disney facts for today and the final true facts of the, well, my true facts.
We might do something next time. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll
see. Oh, okay. Okay. Just kidding.
Thank you, Megan.
Yes, of course.
But if it is the last one, you're
signing off.
True to your task.
True to my true facts.
Everything was factual. No lies detected.
No lies.
You did it.
Put me on a lie detector.
Unless.
Boop, 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 boop.
Alexis.
Question everything.
Emily Margaret.
Emily Margaret. Yes.
Oh,
we've gotten through all these, so I'm just.
Oh.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Hi.
What are we questioning? I don't know.
We're about to question everything.
Oh, everything. Okay.
So the prompt of this game is I'm going to think of something. I'm going to think of something really good, and I'm going to give you a broad category of what my thing is. And then you, through yes and no questions, you will figure out what it is.
Ready.
Do you want me to go first?
Please.
Ready.
Okay. I have a choir person in mind.
Are they currently in the choir?
Yes.
Yes.
Are they currently in the choir room?
Yes.
Oh, that really narrows it down.
Okay.
Is it Johnny?
No.
Is it
Jackson
a student?
Jackson Richard Larson.
It's Jackson Richard Larson.
Good job.
Wow.
That one was good. Anybody else have anything?
He's been mentioned like 5 times already.
How about you? I don't have one yet.
That's not my fault.
Okay, I have something.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us a category, please.
Okay, it is an object. Or, well, like, not an... it's a... If I say a room, it'll give it away, but I just said it. So a room. It's a room.
Is it the choir room?
No.
Oh. Is it in the school?
Yes.
The green room.
Is it on the south side here?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on the south side of the whole school.
Of the whole school.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it close to the room we're in right now, which is this room?
Fairly close. Like, you could walk there in a minute and a half.
Is it downstairs, not upstairs? Not downstairs?
It's not downstairs. It's not on the main floor, but it's not downstairs.
Okay, so it's one of the upstairs classrooms? No.
No. It's related to choir, and it's a room.
Is it like the auditorium?
You're getting closer.
We've done the pit before. Is it the pit?
Mm-mm.
No, but it's like lower.
Is it one of the costume rooms?
It is.
I was going to say.
Oh, it's way up there.
Yeah.
It's downstairs. But not upstairs. Downstairs.
Yeah.
I've never been in there.
Interesting.
Yep.
Never.
Interesting.
Do you mean like the men's costume room?
Yeah. Or just like just the costume one of the rooms? Ones up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up there a lot.
I've got one.
Okay.
Okay. Did that help?
No.
Did that help?
Mine is a group of musicians.
1 second. Oh my goodness.
What? Like,
a gaggle. Flamboyance.
Do you mean like a... I don't know how to, like a choir group that we have at Fremont?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is it like a tradition? Like an arrangement that has been a tradition? Or a group?
No. Yeah, sure.
So is it like a named group?
Yes.
As a name? Mm-hmm. Is it Cadence?
It's date. Not.
Is it the Accidentals?
No.
What in the world?
Guys! I'm so behind.
That's 14.
Is it?
It's 14?
No.
Like okay, four, what, was seven, the su- what was the subject? The main like,
group.
Is
like
it
a music
tenor
group.
Bass
group
choir?
Of musicians.
Okay.
No.
And then how many have we had?
Seven or eight.
I think. Sorry, I have
eight.
Another one. Are they singers?
Yes.
Singers, though. Okay.
And it's not.
And it's a tradition.
Chorale.
No.
Is it more than 10 people?
Yes.
Is it something?
Do you direct them?
Not regularly.
The Littles.
All City Chorus.
All City Chorus,
yes.
Yeah.
Ah, all right.
The All City Chorus, yeah.
I was going to say that if you didn't say that. So
yeah.
That's funny.
I was going to go Trouble Choir.
Yeah, I did that when I was little.
Closer to Sassy there.
Nice.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Sassy directs it. Mrs. Pepke accompanies it.
Yep.
It's Pepke's good.
So sweet.
Every Tuesday after school.
Tuesday.
3:45.
And they're done, actually, now. Their concert is,
yeah, they just did
their
tour.
Concert's Thursday night, and they're done.
Yesterday, I think.
Their last rehearsal was yesterday.
Mm. So cute. They're so cute.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
They're well, awesome. Team, we have a...
Swear to God.
Mad Lib.
Maddie, you excited?
I mean, I guess.
Who is that?
I have no clue.
Mad Lib.
Can we do it one more time? Sorry.
Yeah. Let's just do the back half.
Yeah. Mad Lib.
Sounds like Emma.
Oh, it kind of does.
That is a different number. Well, no, we had Emily. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
The world may never know.
I'm the worst at that.
She usually doesn't, like, you know, I'm not saying Emma's voice can't be high, but.
Right.
That doesn't.
Sounded a little sound like Emma.
All right, team. I would like Megan.
Yes.
A song. Name of a song.
Okay. Careless Whisperer. That's been my go-to song recently. Good.
Is it Whisper or Whisperer?
Whisper.
Whisper.
No, oh, just Whisper.
Whisper, whoops. I don't know my George Michael whisper. That well.
All right. Give me like a sound effect, Alexis.
The saxophone from Careless Whisper.
You're going to have to do that lip buzzy saxophone sound now.
Tonight the music seems so loud.
We might get copyrighted.
You know more of the song than that? Harmon, something flat.
Pancakes.
The altos.
Wow. Dang it, I missed that opportunity.
That is hilarious. Ba-ba-da.
Megan, a food.
A food. Let's do bananas. I don't know.
I don't know why I'm giggling.
Alexis, a saying. Something you say.
And that's what I always say. Because I do always.
Harmon, a color.
Chartreuse.
What is that?
It's a color.
What
oh, I spelled it right.
Like a green kind of color.
Green.
Is it really? Look that up. A shirt. Chartreuse kind of feels.
Chartreuse.
Yeah, E-U-S-E.
I spelled it right.
Nice to join
me. Hey, so listeners, smart. I spelled it right.
Yay, me.
Megan, do you know how to spell that? Not Megan. Maddie, do you know how to spell that?
The cost is high. Yeah. Are you willing spelling to sacrifice would be everything
difficult.
For it?
Megan, yes. A year in the past.
A year in the past. Let's do 1942.
Nice.
Very good year.
World War II. Place just ended.
Yeah, very good year.
Well, I know that sounds crazy, but if I could live in the past, I would live in the 40s. I think it would be so interesting to see like World War II take place. And I know that kind of sounds like, yeah. Why would you ever want to live during that
time? I wouldn't
want
to live there, but I'd love to like time travel there.
Yeah maybe you know, that.
Like
yeah.
You could get
the
back.
Music during that time, the right. Fashion during
the
that
roaring
time.
20s. Yes.
I love that. Yeah.
The
yeah.
Fashion aesthetic of the roaring 20s. So good. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily
Alexis,
the roaring 20s.
Great Gatsby back on that whole
yeah. The make of a car.
My Juke. My Nissan Juke.
Okay, Nissan.
Juke.
The make of a car.
My Juke.
That's the model. I need the make, yes.
Yeah, Nissan.
Harmon, I knew we wouldn't get that one. A number between 1 and 90.
27.
All right. An animal.
A velociraptor. I don't know. Sometimes I just, some things are really generic that I put for these and some they're I,
blue.
First weird thing I think that. Of.
Oh, there's an I. Velociraptors. Okay.
Right.
Alexis, give me a French name, like a like Jacques or something. But not that, because I've already used that.
Lafayette.
Oh, that's a good one.
Lafayette.
Harmon, like a school subject.
Oui, oui. Anatomy.
Megan, a language?
French, because I'm trying to learn French.
Oh, you are? Cool, all right.
I downloaded Duolingo.
A country?
The Philippines.
I want to go there.
I am Filipino.
Really?
Harmon, mm-hmm. A family member?
Uncle.
Swiss.
Megan, a profession?
A profession. A meteorologist.
Yeah. My sister-in-law is Swedish. She's from Swiss.
Yeah.
Switzerland. A sport?
She's Swiss.
She's, is that what? Is
from Switzerland?
Yeah.
Swiss.
She's Swiss.
Like the cheese. Yeah, it's
I'm Swiss.
Sport?
Sport.
Golf.
Harmon, a specific track and field event?
Javelin.
That's so fun. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm getting a phone call. Can you all hear that?
Whoa, I can.
Is that record? That'd be amazing.
That's hilarious.
Let's see
that should have been the sound that I picked.
Oh, God, it is recording.
Beep. Answer it on air.
No, it's
fine. We're going to take a live caller.
We're going to take a live caller.
You're on air.
Yeah, 202-301-4850. I got your potential spam. Well, that was fun.
Everyone really, call that number. Call that number.
I saw a video yesterday of a group of guys, two of them, who re-record those things on the xylophone.
Yeah.
So they're playing these things. And then they did like a mashup of like three or four of those
cool.
ringtones at the same time. It was really cool.
Yeah. I have sheet music of that I've written of that ringtone in two different ways because sometimes people hear it differently. I think that it's on the beat. Some people hear you know, like it, that the things are pickups. And I think it's, you know, and it's, I've written it in both ways. Anyway,
we can make a six song right here on the podcast.
Megan, a time in the morning.
A time in the morning. 5:43 a.m.
down the line.
Alexis, a food?
Poutine. French. We're going in the French. Or is that more Canadian?
O-U-T-I-N-E.
You met bitch.
Vegetable.
I think it's Canadian.
Is it? Asparagus.
They're like half French.
Half. Yeah.
Megan, a dessert?
Let's say creme brulee. Is that French? I don't know.
That feels kind of French.
I picked that.
I guess
that
we're on a theme here. Because
High School Musical, he makes creme brulee.
Yeah!
So I tried it because I'm a big High School Musical fan. It's pretty bad.
You don't like creme brulee?
It's really sweet.
Alexis is like saying?
Sweet. Really sweet.
Another one?
Okay, you're going to... Is that the order?
Oh, huzzah!
I forgot I say that.
Harmon of Fine Arts class?
Music theory.
Not choir. Okay. Megan, number?
20 billion. I think I did that last time.
An animal?
Billion. Oh my goodness.
I've made a long one since it might be the last one. So we're going to go out with style.
Yes. I like that. a sphinx cat, but
sphinx.
The specific breed of a sphinx.
All right.
Cat.
Yes.
Harmon, a place that is like small or cramped. Anywhere small.
The glove box of your car.
Sport.
Mine is
cramped. Is it a sport?
Megan, something you make. Anything you make.
Art and crafts.
Wait, like that?
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, like.
An action verb.
Like, wait.
What?
What? Isn't it ing, right?
No, it's something you do.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Trust. Eat.
All right. Harmon, an amount of time.
7 eons.
Okay.
Eons? My goodness.
Billion years later.
Megan, a place in school. It doesn't have to be this school, but place in school.
Like a room, you mean?
Yeah, just any place in a school. That might be in a school or this school or
the boiler room.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun. We're going spooky.
That's right. It is spooky in there. Alexis, something you buy in the electronics section.
Computer. I'm nervous.
Computer.
Harmon, a store. The name of a business.
Hobby Lobby.
Oh my gosh. I love Hobby Lobby.
They're closed.
Megan, no, a toy.
A toy.
Yeah.
A rocking horse.
Yeah.
Alexis, a food that starts with P.
Oh, I did a poutine already. Shoot. pizza. Pizza.
Harmon, an action verb?
Gesture.
This is going to be great. Megan, a number? We're getting to the end here.
A number again. 33.
Alexis, another sport?
Badminton.
Badminton.
Dang. Just missed me. I wanted badminton. Sport for some reason. There's I love badminton.
Mm-hmm. Harmon, a school club.
Key club.
I love when they keep the keys.
Megan, a mild curse word.
What? A mild curse word. Dang flabbit.
Dang flabbit.
I've never heard anyone use that. You made that up.
Alexis, a place. Any place. Infinite options here.
New York, Country Jungle. Is that copyrighted?
Copyrighted, yes.
Copyrighted.
Harmon, a body part.
Spleen.
We're getting there.
Please don't cut any of this. This is funny.
And then Megan, appropriately, a fun fact.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. Did you know that there are underground tunnels underneath Magic Kingdom?
My fun fact would be, I hate dolphins.
The highlight of all of this has been the look on her face when he said a mild curse word. She was very offended.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. All right. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
This is...
Ready, Freddy.
The last day of school is here.
No.
My morning begins with the alarm loudly blaring Careless Whisper for 10 be minutes awesome. Before I can roll over and shut it off with a saxophone sound from Careless Whisper.
You're going to do it?
Turn it?
Wait, where's
you it
have
to go,
dee-da-da. You have to sing back to it.
That's the way it stops.
Yeah. Ugh, one more day, I croak while rolling off the pancake that I call a bed. Dressed and ready for breakfast, the parentals are serving bananas, which is low-key my favorite, but I'm committed to this bad mood, so I don't let on.
That is so real.
And that's what I always say. Out the door, trying to avoid getting sentimental and into the chartreuse 1942 Nissan that's been handed down to me. This is the last time I have to hear it scream in agony while getting up the 27-degree angle to the school parking lot. Good times. I thought it could be up to 90, so I was like, it might be ridiculous. For the last day, they've organized a big parade of velociraptors all over. Our mascot.
Our mascot. You know those like blow up like dinosaur costumes? Yeah.
That's what just those
I thought about saying like they were in costume, but I was like, no, we'll just have actual ones.
Real animals.
It's a fun idea, I guess, but they're everywhere and very much in the way. But no one ever considers this. It wouldn't be North Lafayette High School of Anatomy without a half-baked idea. All right, first period is French. I didn't do very well, but I locked in and made it happen. I might go to the Philippines next year with my uncle and their meteorologist, so I might actually use what I learned.
I don't speak any
French in the Philippines. Then it's PE, which is mostly golf and javelin. And this game our teacher made up, which is a kind of a mix of the two, also half-baked, but there it is again.
Kind of a mix.
You're throwing the javelin.
Throw the javelin.
You're throwing the javelin toward the hole.
Yeah.
Trying to get a hole
you
in one.
You score like the distance between them.
Yes,
the
right.
The stab into the ground.
It's like frisbee golf.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of odd to do lunch early at 4:45 in the morning, but the schedule is weird today, which is not itself unusual, so maybe not weird at all. Someone decided that poutine with asparagus and creme brulee was a good idea.
That sounds epic.
But again, this is poutine. The last one. And as they say,
huzzah!
Huzzah! Finally, it's time for my favorite class, music theory.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if 20 billion sphinxes were released into the glove box and told to work together to create arts and crafts.
Aww.
Yeah, that's what we do in that class. And it's wonderful. Chef's kiss. There are just students eating all over the place trying to make it happen. And none of this makes any sense, but somehow we get there with a finished thing at the end and 7 eons to spare. Lastly, there's a special assembly today for all the seniors in the boiler room.
Oh my.
Just cram them in there. They're giving out graduation robes and raffling off useful prizes like computers. That is useful.
Yeah,
and gift cards to Hobby Lobby.
Hey, that is useful. I go there to get dorm rooms.
Yeah, look, you need this. I want a rocking horse somehow, which seems a little beneath me, but it could be fun. Back home, we've got family over for a pizza party.
Nice.
Aww, that's fitting.
Wow, they've been working.
I was trying to think of some other thing with P, but I was like, you said pizza. So. The usual family drama is on full display, but we still laugh and smile and gesture. It's all right, I guess. It's not really until everyone leaves that it all kind of hits me. Trying to be ambivalent to the end of school ended up being pretty tiring, and a huge bittersweet wave of sadness and joy pushes against me. I have 33 great friends and learned a lot, and I tried badminton and key club, even though I had to be dragged kicking and screaming at first. But I'm ready to move on. But dang flabbit, I didn't realize that school was my second home until now.
Aww. I should put that... Oh, that should be my senior quote.
Dang flabbit.
I didn't realize that school was my second.
I'm uncharacteristically driven all of a sudden to try to approach the next thing with some more positivity from the start. There's no place like New York, but home is where the spleen is. If that makes sense. I've read that somewhere.
Home is where the spleen is.
That's going to be my senior quote.
There's no place like New York, but home is where the spleen is.
That's really, yeah, that's... I feel that. For now, it's good night. And tomorrow, it's still me, and we're still here. And you know, did you know that there are underground tunnels underneath Magic Kingdom?
Wow, that was beautiful.
There we go.
I loved it.
That was like actually just my life. Just the distraction at the end.
Yeah. It was like you just wrote down your stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody says dang flabbit, I'm going to be like, boop. No, you can't say that.
The look on your face was priceless. Mild curse word. You were like,
what would I say?
Curses me. Yeah, that kind of
not like I've only got really bad ones, but I would never.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I only have, what's the word for other, never mind. I was going to say, like, what's opposed to mild, what would be very great.
Severe.
Spicy?
Some
spicy gross words. Yeah.
Yes.
Some severe gross
words. This was the first Mad Lib that I didn't take my first idea. Like, I started writing one that was at a haunted house. Ooh. and it wasn't going anywhere. So I was like, well, what are we? Oh, graduation. We'll just do a day in the life of a graduate. So
yeah.
Oh, that was really good. I like it, Mr. Lockwood.
Thank you.
Creative.
I almost got emotional, and then
I know I thought it might be
spleen.
It might be sappy, but then I'll break you. All right,
I'll break you.
Our next fun thing is
today's topic.
That was really scary. I have no clue.
It's a dude.
I'm reasonably sure it's either Braden Stover or Zach Gibson. It's one of those.
Oh, you know what? It seems like a Zach Gibson.
God, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's wrap up time. We're down at the end, right? Oh, this is the last podcast with the two of you. It's your last 5 days of school. We have graduation next week. Parties coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both of your grad parties are coming up, and it's an exciting time. So. Why don't you tell us a little about what's coming for you?
You can go first.
Okay. I'm going to, it's called Trevecca Nazarene University, and it's in Nashville. And I'm going to go study music business. And yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much it. It's not, there's not much more than that. Yeah. But I'm really excited for a new adventure.
Nashville.
You know, to go, to try living somewhere new.
You're going to get an accent.
Maybe. I hope so. I do like Southern accents. Yeah.
You like, we've talked, this is
yes,
perfect
we have,
actually.
Yeah.
You like this thing, you mm-hmm. like Southern accents, and you like country music.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So yep. It's perfect.
And I feel like Nashville is perfect for all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good landing spot.
They do lots of music that's not country music, but it also is the country music capital.
Yeah. So I'm super excited to, I've always kind of wanted to go somewhere different for college just to try and have a new experience because I've only lived in Fremont my whole life. And so I was like, I want to go experience other parts of the country a little bit and live there. And there's not a better time to do it than in college when I'm young. And we'll see where I end up after college, you know.
I've heard that maybe you can confirm or deny this. I've heard that there's a big gigging culture, since there are so many musicians,
mm-hmm.
Recording artists, people mm-hmm. that are like studio musicians, those kind of things. There's just a big culture, I've heard.
Oh, yes.
Of you know, just your restaurant is going to have a band
or
whatever is going to have a thing. There are going to be musicians on the street. I would love to know if that's true.
Yes. I'm not sure. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Never.
Okay. So Broadway Street is the street that is the center of the city. That's where all the tourists go.
Right.
And so there's every single one is pretty much a live music place.
There's somebody doing something.
So there's a ton of different ways to get involved. And really it's a lot of who you know in that case, because if you know the owner of the restaurant, obviously you'll have a better chance.
Yeah.
So, yep.
We're going to leave a message for Megan in 2 years and we're going to leave a message for Megan in 10 years.
Yeah.
Is Nashville full of singing people in bars everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
And the other one.
And you're doing great.
Yeah.
Well done.
There's a...
Then you're in Disney. That's the start in Nashville and go to Disney.
Yeah.
There's
Disney,
a Fremont High School graduate who
is this going to be? I know a guy. You're going to hook her up again?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Whose dad was a teacher here, and she was a music educator for a while, decided to go to Nashville. She wanted to see if she could make it. So she went and wrote and performed and stuff. She's not doing that anymore. She's teaching again, but she still lives there. So mm-hmm. if you want a connection to a person who would just be a person as a connection, a Fremont grad, her dad was a teacher here, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Just a person there that... a friendly face, you know, I'm happy to connect you with.
I actually will take that for sure.
You guys could at least have lunch.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So actually, I like the music business. I won't probably be the singer.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the one that's helping the singers be successful.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I think that's kind
the
of the hard
part.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly what it sounds like. The business. Yeah, that's the hope. And we'll see how I enjoy it.
Turn your skill into money?
Exactly. Yep. So I just think that'll be super fun to like help people pursue their love for music, because I love music and and I want to see.
And money.
Well, okay, I do have to make a living. So yes, that too.
Well, Stacey's got connections and in the business to artists and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that might be a thing, but more importantly, it's a person in a community
to know
that is unfamiliar to you that could be familiar. So if you want me to connect you and Stacey, I'm happy to do so.
I definitely will. Yeah. So like I said, super excited for just a new, I'm not going to be completely fine leaving all my friends and everything.
Yeah.
Obviously that's hard.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited for this new experience and
you'll meet new people. You are the perfect person to drop in the middle of a group of strangers and have a new group of friends in 3 days. Right.
Oh yeah.
People are going to love you.
Be like, oh, she's awesome.
Yeah. You're going to be great.
Thank you.
I'm happy to provide you with whatever I can do to help. Yehu?
Alexis. What are you going to go and do?
I'm going to go to UNL. Go Mavs!
Go Mavs.
I'm going to live with Ainsley Johnson. I'm super excited about that.
Sweet.
I'm going to go into computer programming with a minor in theater. And this is my hope. This is my big dream. In the day, I like make computers and I help that. And in the night, I like do shows. So like I want to be crew really bad.
Yeah.
So I want to do lights or sound or something like that, because like I'll be super into computers at that point.
And that's great. You have your day job and then your fun thing.
Yeah. And my fun thing at night. So I'm still in theater.
Yeah,
because it's like my thing. I love theater.
I have a day job and a night and a fun thing.
I have a friend in the Omaha area.
It's all about who you know, not what you.
I mean, seriously about both.
Really, really, really smart, really intelligent when it comes to sort of computer programming, understanding computers and things, but also spends a bunch of time doing like sound and that kind of business. Understands that stuff. Elliot Lockwood. So should talk with Elliot Lockwood. He has a lot of experience and expertise in that area.
I don't know if I've ever met him, but I'll see to it.
He has a lot of experience and expertise. He'd be a person I think you could reach out to and say, hey, I'm thinking about this or whatever. What do you think? And he would be willing.
Not lights.
Yeah.
Okay. Is his name spelt with two L's and two T's?
Two L's and two T's.
Two L's, two T's.
Like Bradley Scott.
Yep. Yes. Two L's, two T's. Yep. Yes. That's
like
exactly
Millard. Right.
Yes. Two L's.
Yes. Millard.
If you're talking about like engineering, sound engineering, that kind of thing, I do know another guy that I'd be happy to connect you with.
Oh, heck yeah.
So
I'm not exactly sure exactly what I do with tech, but
something.
Theater.
That community is pretty tight-knit in Omaha. You'll find people, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's also a music technology part at UNO as well.
Yeah. Right?
They have a whole thing.
That's like the main reason I wanted to go there. It's because like if I went to UNL, like I'd get the same diploma I would at UNO because they're like intertwined, but for more.
Yeah.
So no offense, UNL, but why wouldn't I?
I don't know that UNL has a technology degree. UNO has a music technology degree. You can go study music technology and get out certified. I don't know if they have that at UNL or not.
Go talk
they
to
do.
Mm-hmm. Go talk to Josh Kearney at UNO.
Talked to the advisor at UNL before I went to UNO and like talked to their advisors.
Okay.
And they have like this whole program for music and things like that. Yeah.
But
they have the same thing at UNO. So
closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Closer.
Cheaper.
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 Way cheaper.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how much.
But way.
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 Way. Way.
A lot.
Yeah. The band director at UNO, the director of bands, is Josh Kearney. Mm-hmm. And he's wonderful. He's a really great guy.
He's the best. He's a doctor, but he's my age.
I'm not sure what else he does.
Hitting high.
In terms of like class load. He's the director of bands. So he directs the concert band there. I think he's
He just got upgraded.
Hockey
upgraded,
band and
promoted
stuff.
Promoted to
a full professor or whatever.
No, he's an associate professor.
Okay.
And stuff. But he's young. He's awesome. He directs the Wind Symphony. I play the saxophone.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he teaches outside of the ensemble stuff.
It's just changed because he used to be the sports band guy, and he doesn't do all those anymore. I think still hockey, though.
Hockey, yeah, I think you're right.
I love hockey.
Mav hockey is awesome.
Yeah
that's our
is.
Bell, so we should probably move along here.
That's great. That's another really great connection.
It's
I would be remiss to not say I'm so thankful for the two of you.
and the time and effort you've put into the podcast and sort of making it run with us, right? There's a bunch of things that are unique to you, and so we're so thankful for that. Outside of that, I'm so thankful for you as human beings who have been a part of our lives for 4 years, but I'm thankful for the efforts you and the time you put in to make this happen. So thanks so much for being podcasters with us.
Podcaster, yeah. I hardly know her.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for the sweetness.
Well, and sometime in life, if there's ever like a recording voice, you know, thing, you go on the radio, right? Uh-huh. Like, oh, I've done this.
I've done this before.
Easy.
Yeah, no problem. This isn't live or anything. It's a highly produced thing.
But, yes.
Well, not highly produced. It's
not lowly produced.
We don't have a plan, really. Post-production, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, we're there.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for you guys. So thanks. And we're going to miss you like crazy. Love you guys very much.
Oh,
we're so love you too.
Yeah. You guys come back to the Choir Corner after graduation for our next one with the next hosts and stuff.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be awesome. You'll have to heckle them like crazy and it'll be great.
So. Okay.
We are breaking the Alexis streak though. Rest in peace, Alexis streak.
Are there no Alexises coming up?
No.
You don't know that?
Not in varsity choir.
You don't know that?
Yes, I do.
That's not true at all.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Uh-huh.
There is a new Alexis in choir.
In but varsity?
Is she a senior next year?
That's coming
She'll
into
be a
varsity?
Senior next year.
Oh, it could
really?
Be her.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
So, guys, really, there's only one spot open ever.
Holy guacamole. Yeah.
There's only one spot ever unless your name is Alexis.
Alexis.
Yeah.
Then you get just automatic.
You have to ignore Josie Bell and... JC.
No. Yes. Yeah, well, we were figuring it out with them.
Yeah, we were figuring it out.
They don't count to the
you both, to our history. You both count. We love you both very much.
Got him.
We miss you.
Dude, we're going to be the middle children soon, which is like, you know, the least liked.
You apologize to all middle children.
That's a diss.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm so thankful for you guys. We're going to miss you like crazy. We've had a blast producing 14 podcasts together.
It's been awesome.
It's fun. So thanks
been
for
real.
Been
Choir
real.
Corner.
It has happened. It's real.
It's happened.
Choir
it's
Corner.
So, anything for the good of the order.
The order.
See you later, chat.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Bye, guys.
Pasta la bye-bye.
Hasta la pasta.
I had to make sure it's the last thing.
Bon pasta. Voyage.
I had so much pasta yesterday.
I had pasta today.
Or goodbye. Da 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 da